Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fresh Take Sports covers the Ravens, Orioles, and Terps. He's on the Window Nation hotline. Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. How you feeling?
What's going on, guys?
1-5 is what's going on in real time. So we look at 10 as the benchmark to get you in the playoff conversation, depending on how things play out with other teams, because the AFC's tough as we see the schedule. Even if Lamar's back, does 9-2 seem like a reality for you, given the many other weaknesses of this team?
Well, a reality, I don't know. A possibility more so, right? I mean, this is a team that has been dominant, specifically during the Lamar era, during the regular season. So it's definitely possible for them to be able to get on a hot run and look like one of the best teams in the league. But I think it's going to take them actually fixing teams that have been there even before Lamar and others got hurt. The defense is going to have to play a consistent level of decent football. I mean, I don't think anybody's looking for them to be the best defense in the league. That'd be nice. But at this point, they may be what they are at this point. So just need them to raise their floor. It can't be a shootout every week. It can't be teams controlling the clock, controlling the pace of the game, staying ahead of the change, just being comfortable for 60 minutes. I do think they're going to have to fix something on that front. The offensive line is a major issue. Getting Lamar back kind of covers that up a little bit, but they're going to have to be better than what they've been. And that may mean getting a different five out there, switching that group around over time. But I don't know what that looks like right away, but yes, I do think it's a possibility that they can get hot. They need to turn a lot around, though.
Hey, Cordell, tell me if you think this is fair. We've been grading the O-line. We only got three of them so far, the two guards.
All failing. D's are passing.
Two right? guards and a right tackle. I gave them all D's right now. You know, and I'll say this, you know, we haven't got the others yet, but They can't, you know, they'll do it good for a play, but not for a play. And they never put all five together at the same time. And I think the offensive line is the biggest problem that they've got right now, because Lamar had 15 sacks in three games.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, especially offensively, I think it's without a doubt their biggest issue. I think, like you said, you can't get all five of them to play as a unit. And it feels like every play – somebody's making a mistake. Mm-hmm. Somebody's on the ground, if yep. not multiple guys on the ground. I can't recall watching as many football games and seeing so many linemen on the ground on every play. It's insane. And it's so disappointing, especially when you look at these goal-to-goal situations. That's where it really sticks out, how bad this offensive line is. They can't push anybody yeah. when they need a yard.
Throw in 84, football. Too.
I mean, without a doubt, he's been awful. I mean, the Bills game has been his best game of the season. I thought he was serviceable in that one at least. But over time, it's gotten worse. He can't push anybody off of their spot. And he's not alone. The entire front, they can't blow anybody off the ball. So, I mean, look, I thought they did a good job opening up some holes for Henry on Sunday. Yep. They went a little bit more zone run scheme, allowing him to kind of pick his hole. I think that definitely helped him. But, yeah, consistency has been a huge issue for the offensive line. And hopefully Stanley's health isn't something that's, you know, continuing to pop up for the remainder of the season.
Now, Cordell, you being out there and being at the press conferences and stuff this week with all the coaches talking and stuff, what is your feel for who will be back and who won't be back for the Bears?
Well, I think Harbs is pretty much sounding like he's banking on Lamar being back. I mean, he's at this point praying for Lamar to come back, and I think everybody in Baltimore is right now, because that's kind of the only shot you got. Roquan was running on the side field before the Rams game, so that was a good showing to, you know, let you know that okay, he is trending towards coming back. Awuzie is the only other one, and we just don't know a lot about that situation right now. We know his history. You know, we know he's been a guy that has dealt with injuries in the past, so. Those are the only – thankfully for them, they did start to get healthier. Emory Jones obviously has been stacking practices, although I think it's going to be some time before we see him on the field. I mean, you heard John and Warhop the other day talking about how he's just now getting to the pass protection stuff. So it's going to be some time for him. But I do think they are starting to get healthier. Now it's just about guys fixing the issues that were there even before they got hurt.
Cordell, when you were standing there listening to all the coaches talk, you know, because like when I listen to them, you know, online and stuff, I'm saying, now, are they 1-5?
I mean, every week though, you know, that's how they are. They're never going to get up there and talk about how bad everything is. I think this is why I do enjoy talking to Todd, because I feel like Todd will be realistic in those moments. He's not shy to say when things are going wrong, when things could be better, what they're messing up. I mean, he's brutally honest at times. And I feel like sometimes people want to hear that. People want to hear that you're seeing the same things that they're seeing. People don't like to feel like they're crazy. And it's, if you're getting up there and you're 1-5, how many good things can you really say? Yeah, they're working hard. We know they're working hard. We know that they're working to try to fix all the issues. But they're 1-5 for a reason. And it's not because they're doing everything the right way. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes I can understand it definitely gets old as the coach speak, but that's just how they operate. They're not going to say many negative things.
Cordell Woodland, Fresh Take Sports, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Real quick, Cordell, trade deadline's November 4th. If Eric DaCosta makes a move, first of all, do you think he will? What's it going to be for?
Well, I mean, you got to get somebody to get after the quarterback, because right now you have nobody doing it. So you're not going to be able to do the things that you want to do at a team. Even if we're talking about just narrowly making it into the postseason, you're not going to be able to do it if you can't get after some of these quarterbacks. So they have to find a way to do that. And does that mean moving a market? Like, I don't know if anybody's giving away a pass rusher for a tight end. Like, I don't know what
they want draft picks, because the teams they'll be getting them from, Cordell, will not be good teams.
No, I mean, and who are these guys? Like, if you're talking about bad teams that have good pass rushers, I know everybody's been bringing up Crosby. I just don't think that's realistic. Anybody else, I'm struggling to kind of figure that part out. So maybe Eric is, you know, he's got his ear to the ground more than I do. Maybe they can find somebody, even if it's somebody off the street. They are desperate for a pass rusher right now.
When's the next Fresh Take Sports, Cordell?
Tomorrow night from 6 to 8. So even though the Ravens are on a bye week, it's still plenty of football to be played this weekend. We'll start to preview the NFL slate and preview Maryland's game this weekend. Big one out in UCLA.
Getting 3.5 by the Turtles. Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
There's Cordell. We'll come back with a whip around. Stick around for that. Then Mike Bordick will be joining us. Talk about the Orioles' managerial search and the baseball playoffs. Still, no home team winning in the championship series because Toronto won at Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Top of the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Send request. Plaza for text line. 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up. Couple of hours. We'll talk more about this later on the show. 115 to be exact. But Toronto beat Seattle last night. 13-4 in doing so. Get in the series. Seattle still leads 2-1. Game 4 of this one coming up tonight. Scherzer against Castillo. But with Toronto's win in the league championship series, both American and National, no home teams won yet. Dodgers trying to get in the scoreboard. Glasnow against the Brewers. LA's up 2-0. Milwaukee to be determined. Losing Woodruff killed them late in the season. Your boy Murph, and they can't score. It's kind of hurting them big time here in this one. But we'll talk to Mike Bordick about that and more in a couple of minutes. NBA last night, Carolina, Charlotte, the Hornets beat Memphis 145-116. NBA season begins Tuesday. Let that sink in.
Oof.
Tuesday. Maryland basketball starts in less than a month. Nolan, Maryland was out of Joe Lunardi's latest bracketology, of course. You and I are big Terp fans, and we'll follow along. You don't know what you're getting with that. It's an entirely different roster, new coaching staff. So, I mean, it was ambitious. I think Buzz Williams, just being Buzz, got him that early love.
I'd love to sit Joe Lunardi down and just figure out how he...
Exactly.
What goes into the offseason? I understand it's for fun. You know, it doesn't count, or it doesn't hold as much weight as when he does it in season, obviously, and when we get to March. But what... Why were they in before? Why did they drop out?
Last four out.
Right.
And
whatever. I've always said he knows what he's doing.
They haven't even practiced yet.
When he puts those together, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, for years in the preseason stuff, if Maryland's good, he's always got them lining up in the same bracket quadrant with Duke. And I swear he does it on purpose just to get people to talk.
Up until his last bracketology.
Right.
He had Maryland in the East because the regional, I believe, is in D.C. And has Maryland taking on Duke if they advance to the round of 32. But we'll see. Right now he has him out. But again, tip off November 3rd down in Baltimore against Coppin State. And obviously we'll be keeping you up to date since we are the flagship home of Maryland football and basketball. But anyway, Charlotte beat Memphis 145-116. Santi Aldama Loyola, 5.6 boards, 2 assists for the Grizzlies. Cam Spencer, also Loyola, Boys Latin, 9.6 assists for the Grizzlies. Boston beat Toronto at the buzzer, 110-108. Emmanuel Quickley, Baltimore's own. He had 14 points, 4 boards, and 6 assists there. College football, it was Jacksonville State, 38-25 over Delaware for you Wednesday night college football fans. And UTEP puppy pantsed Sam Houston, 35-17. Sam Houston, 0-7 on the year. And if you like Thursday night college football, Tulsa against East Carolina. So you literally, if you're a football fan, have football 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Because you got the Tuesday, Wednesday games. Now Thursday's the NFL college. Friday's college. I mean, it's football all the time. Eat that pig skin. This day in Orioles history on the whip around. Well, let's go Colts first. 1977, Arrowhead Stadium. Colts beat the Chiefs 17-0. Ron Lee, Don McCauley, both rushed for touchdowns. Lyle Blackwood had 2 picks. Sack Pack had 4 sacks as the Colts shut out Kansas City 17-0 with the win. Baltimore improved to 5-0 on the season. They would win the AFC East for the third straight year. And then this happened, 1983. I know exactly where I was. I was at Pelugi's Bussin' Tables. It was a Sunday afternoon. Vet in Philly.
And Murray drills it to deep right center field again. And so Eddie Murray, all of a sudden, 2-for-16 in the series coming in, has hit 2 home runs and it's 4-0 Orioles. 0-2 the count on Maddox. A liner and the Orioles are the world champions.
1983, Al Michaels, Howard Cosell, Earl Weaver on the call for ABC. Gary Maddox lined out to Cal Ripken. Birds would win the World Series 4-1. After losing the opener, they won 4 straight. 5-0 was the final score. Eddie Murray hit 2 home runs. He had been cold going back to game 2 of the 79 World Series. He was in a really tough postseason stretch, but he blasted away. Rick Dempsey went deep. He would be MVP of that World Series. Scott McGregor threw a 5-hit shutout. Orioles 4-1. 4-1, 5-0. They win the World Championship. That was 1983, 42 years ago. Me, Eddie Peters, at Pelugi, staring at the TV in the corner of the bar. 18 years old I was at the time. The Orioles have not been back to the World Series since then. They've been to the ALCS a couple of times, but have not been back to the World Series in 42 years. And if you would have said to me that day, you know, the Orioles won't get back to the ALCS for 42 years, I'd have laughed at you and probably cracked you upside the head with a wine bottle. I said, you're insane. Get out of my face. But here we are 42 years later, and who knows when they'll get back to that level. I think they're going to be good next year, but we'll talk to Mike Bordick about that next as we talk Birds managerial search. Albert Pujols, where's experience fitting in? Mike Elias, I know they have a relationship going back to their Cardinals days. We'll get back to your phone calls. We got to break down the rest of this offensive line. Just tuning in. D, which you gave an F.
For Falele.
F is for Falele. We still have Ronnie Stanley, Linderbaum, and Note Boom. Then we got to get to the defense later in the program as well. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Hear more from the coaches that we didn't get to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yesterday. But on the Window Nation guest hotline, talk about the Orioles managerial search and the playoffs. How about Toronto getting back in it? Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
Hey, Bob. I'm all right, man. How about yourself?
I'm living the dream, Bordy, as you know. I mean, it's my world. We're just living in it, right? But Albert Pujols, kind of out of nowhere, Orioles interested in interviewing him for the job. And we know that Elias has a relationship with him going back to St. Louis. And then he's buddies, Pujols, that is, with Matt Holliday, Jackson's dad. But we also heard Mike Elias say experience is going to factor in, not the end-all be-all. So, Mike Bordick, what are you thinking here? Albert Pujols, great player, but manager of the Orioles? I'm passing, personally.
Yeah. I think if you're going to go for a veteran guy, you want somebody that's got some managerial experience. I appreciate Albert Pujols as much as anybody, what he's done for the game. And just his experiences alone will definitely help a young player. But as far as managerial skills, you know, you got to learn how to deal with bullpens and all that stuff. And I don't know. He probably does have that skill set. I think all baseball players are kind of blessed with understanding the game. But it's a different beast, obviously, at the major league level. Listen, if he wanted to be one of those mentor coaches and be in the dugout, oh, my gosh, I think that would be better than anointing him as manager. I just think, you know, from a personal standpoint, that's what baseball needs, is guys like him to pass it on the tradition and let these guys kind of really know what the game is truly about. Yeah, everybody wants to get better and stuff like that, but there's a lot more to this game than just velocity, exit velocity, and things like that. There's, you know, understanding situational baseball, reading a scoreboard, running the bases properly, so much detail involved in having a successful team and trying to get your whole roster to pull the right way. And so it's going to take a great communicator. So it's going to be interesting to see which way they go. I think it's nice that they're giving themselves some options, though. I know Ryan Flaherty's name came up. I love Ryan Flaherty. I like Manzolino as well, but you know, the more I think they interview and get more voices in there, I think they'll learn more about, you know, what they actually want to lead this group of Orioles.
You mentioned Flaherty. Since Mike Schilt retired in San Diego, how does that possibly change things there, given the fact that Flaherty was a coach in San Diego? And I don't know if this matters at all, but he was teammates with Manny when they played in the Orioles organization.
Yeah, oh, I guarantee he'll probably get an interview there, too. I mean, I think Ryan Flaherty is a hot commodity right now just because of his, you know, his background. I mean, he's a baseball kid. played at Vanderbilt. You know, the Vanderbilt connection in Major League Baseball is like no other. And, you know, his dad was a great baseball player up at the University of Maine and coached at Southern Maine. He played under Buck Showalter, so he learned so much about the intricacies of managing and detail-orientated baseball. And then, of course, look where he is now. I mean, coming up with the Padres and then the Cubs. I mean, what a great seat as a bench coach to learn and be, you know, really have his finger on the pulse, I think, of baseball now through analytics and trying to get the most out of your young players. I think he's young enough to have that kind of relationship as well. So I like the guys that they've been talking about so far. I wish they'd ink somebody so they can start putting things together, though.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, total request Thursday. Gunnar Henderson was not one of the three finalists, Mike, for a Gold Glove at shortstop. I know the nerd stats weren't kind to him in defensive runs saved, but, you know, errors are errors, and he didn't make a ton of those. Was there a surprise level for you that he did not at least become a finalist for the Gold Glove?
Yeah. And my eyes said that he was one of the more consistent shortstops in the game this year. I think maybe starting off slow because of hampered by an early season injury, but I don't know that there was anybody better for, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months. I mean, just great consistency. And I know we talked all season long about how he's kind of starting to master his internal clock and not make those careless, over-aggressive mistakes running through baseball. So I thought he did a super job there. And, yeah, I was surprised he wasn't, you know, on the finalist list. Gunnar's going to be a great one, though, man, because he's just continues to learn. We've seen so many great things. And defensively, it's just that constant repetition out there, seeing balls, seeing runners, understanding the, you know, speed of the ball, speed of the runner. And I really think he's starting to harness it and understand it a lot more and has really become a great student of the defensive game.
All right, Mike, get your crystal ball out. Who will have a bigger impact on the 2026 Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez or Muscles O'Neill?
I'm putting all my chips on O'Neill, to be honest with you. And it's sad to say that, but I just worry so much about Grayson Rodriguez's arm. You know, I mean, so many things has happened, unfortunately, to this young arm. And he's starting fresh. Bobby hasn't thrown in 2 years, man. I mean, so this is one of the biggest question marks, you know, for the Orioles. Because if he can come back and contribute in some capacity, wow, that would be really great for him. But this is just, if you ask me, a hope and a prayer right here for that young man.
Hey, Bordy, I hope Elias interviews a bunch of people. I mean, Al Davis used to do that in the NFL because you learn a lot, you know, from other people that come in, you know, like, tell me about my team. You know, what do you think of the Orioles, you know? And you may get a lot of different type opinions and different feelings from people. I think it's a good thing, you know, and a learning experience. Even if you're going to hire Massolino, you know, interview a bunch of people to learn more about your organization.
Definitely. There's no doubt about that. And if they're going to have as many people as we've heard sit in on this managerial process, to have them all in there and
a waste of time.
Trust me when I tell you that.
Because they're gonna ask some idiotic questions. You're gonna be like, come on.
What's your favorite tree?
Yeah.
There would be some interesting insight, though. And yeah, I agree. I hope they get as many people as they possibly can to interview for this position.
All right, AL-NLCS. No home team has won yet. Mike Bordick, Toronto stays alive. Well, gets themselves in it anyway. 13-4 Pumelling of the Seattle Mariners. Of the teams that are trailing, Mike Bordick, Brewers and Toronto, most likely to come back and win said series.
Oh, man, I hate to say this. I don't think either of them. I think the Dodgers are going, and I think the Mariners are going to hang on and go. I just think they have better pitching depth. Listen, you woke up a little offensive monster right there in the Toronto Blue Jays, but pitching rules, man. And the guy that they flipped out there last night obviously had a great season. But he was leaving meatballs in the middle of the plate. I don't know what was happening. It's like every pitch was like even the slider, the nasty slider. He was either well off the plate and a non-competitive pitch or right down the middle of the plate. So the Blue Jays made him pay. I expect Seattle to make their adjustments, though, and take that series. And the Dodgers are just – they're just too big, man. They're too strong. They got too much – too many great players all over the place in that lineup.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Mike, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Bordy.
Sounds good. All right, Bob. All right, Vinny. Take care. Yeah. See you, Nolan.
There's Mike Bordick, everybody. Our buddy here on the fan will come back, get back to the grades. Offensive line, we gave out three Ds. Vinny did. Nolan dropped an F. F stands for Filele. It's like Sesame Street. F. Filele. But what about the others? Ronnie Stanley, does he get an incomplete because he's hurt? What about Linderbaum? Is he leaving a lot of money on the table? And the guy that was brought in to be the replacement, I guess, de facto for McCary? Nope, boom. Not so much. Buy or sell coming up at 12:15, late week money. And then Chris Boom Baca from USA Today. We'll talk NFL with him. Week 7 starts tonight with the Bengals hosting the Steelers. No Trey Hendrickson for Cincinnati. Okay, just tuning in. We did grades for Roger Rosengarten, D.
Yep.
As Vinny gave him. I think Nolan was strong with a D. We all agreed there. Vinny gave Filele a D. I gave him a D minus. Nolan gave him an F.
Mm-hmm.
And then Voorhees was a D kind of across the board, too.
Yep. Yep.
Now let's get to Tyler Linderbaum. Ravens did not pick up his fifth-year option, chose to do that with Kyle Hamilton. So where's old Lindy floating around here right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C+. You know, I think, you know, he's good at what – he's very athletic, so he's good at that. I just, you know, he struggles with big people, you know, in pass – and in the run stuff, you know, just sustaining. But he hustles his ass off. He's down the field, you know, in the screen game and stuff. He's running his butt off and stuff. So he's not the problem, you know. And I think he would probably be even better if the guards were playing better, you know. So I give him a C+ right now. Which last year he probably had a B+ or an A-. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl.
Two times in a row. What do you think, Nolan?
C+.
Yeah, I'm thinking somewhere in that range. I'll just say C. I mean, just because I felt so strongly about him in the past that, I mean, it was almost a foregone conclusion that Tyler Linderbaum was going to be a Pro Bowl caliber player. And I didn't have any concerns over the contract getting settled, even though they didn't pick up the fifth-year option. None of that really mattered to me. I thought it would all sort itself out in the end, excuse me. He has been, I mean, next to Ronnie Stanley, the best offensive lineman, but he's been healthier than Stanley. He has to get credit for that. I think when we start talking about the mental errors that the O-line's committing, Linderbaum has been the best out of that, just one penalty on him this year. So he's the best of the group. But it is, compared to what he's done in the past, a little concerning.
Like the rest of the offensive line, he's regressed. But there could be multiple reasons for it. But I'll give him a C. Question is he playing well enough that he gets a long-term extension here in Baltimore with other guys that have to be taken care of? Maybe. Who knows?
I'm guessing, Bob, that was yet to be determined depending how the season goes.
And the season's going how?
Not good. You know, like if they come back and, you know, because for them to get back and play well, all these grades that were given to this group, they've got to be in the next 11 games, they got to be B or higher for them to get what they want.
Because he was Linderbaum plug and play since the day he was drafted.
Yep.
And finding a center is not an easy task, not an impossible one. But when it comes to starting to pay guys, then things get interesting, as you know, from a front office perspective. Ronnie Stanley.
All right, Ronnie, I'm going to kind of break it into two here. When he's healthy, I give him a B. And he's only been healthy, what, 2.5 games or so? When he's been healthy, I thought he's played pretty well in the run stuff and everything. You know, I mean, he's not a knock-you-off-the-ball kind of guy. He never has been. You know, he's a shield guy. And in pass protection, when he was healthy, he held up and, you know, didn't need a ton of help. Struggled a little bit with Garrett there, but everybody does. So I'd give him a B. Now, when he's playing with an ankle injury, probably like a D, because he can't anchor. you know, and he can't push off. And, you know, what do you, you're getting the name Ronnie Stanley, but you're not getting the player.
And he's not even making it through the games.
Yeah.
Either. A quarter.
19 plays, I think he played.
Yeah, he's what missed a game and then was left early in the other two. What do you think, Nolan?
Yeah, but I think that tells you the full story that they tried to force him out there for the Kansas City game, tried to get him back out there for the Rams game, even probably knowing in the back of their head that, you know, this guy's not even close to 100%. But that's very revealing about their depth at tackle. They simply have nobody else that's capable of playing that at even a replacement level. So you're starting to say, well, Ronnie Stanley at 70, 60, 70% might be our best option. It's not fair to him because he's risking himself further damage, I'd imagine. But I think Vinny's spot on. And I'll just, I won't split it into two. I'm comfortable saying B to even B plus on the year. He's been what they paid for when healthy. You just got to get him back.
Yeah, I'll give him a B minus. And I'll give him an A for effort getting out there. But to your point about the injuries, didn't he learn from the first time trying to go out there less than 100% made it worse?
Well, we're going to get to the reason why.
No, boom.
F.
Ouch.
I give him an F. I think he's horrible. Yeah. You know, I mean, he killed him in the one goal line play. What game was it when he came in and got driven back a couple games back? You know, when he had to come in and play the right tight end. I don't remember the game, but I mean, he makes mental errors out there. He gets driven back. He sucks, you know, and you figure that, all right, you played for the Rams. You know, you're going to play your best, or maybe they knew. Hey, let me line up against Note Boom, you know, because he's terrible. He's terrible.
I was hoping, I'm right there with you. It's a five, an F, but I was hoping that the absence of Patrick McCary wouldn't rear its ugly head this year. And it has, in a huge way. I mean, just for starters, he could easily be a way better guard option at either left or right guard. And now with Ronnie Stanley out, he's the exactly what you would want to plug him in at left tackle. He's not as good as Ronnie Stanley when Ronnie's healthy, but he's good enough to get you by, more than get you by. I mean, he's serviceable over there. So I think that was a bit of an oversight in the offseason. I know he's a little more expensive. He got himself his payday wherever he went. But, yeah, I mean, they're really missing that actual quality depth in the worst way. And Note Boom's just – he's not even replacement level. He's terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to go F, too. I know F is for Lele, but Note Boom has just been dreadful. Mm-hmm. And you would figure, and you mentioned if Vinny's coming in from L.A., they got these intricate offensive schemes, but you still have to be physical – point of attack, and he's just not that guy. Not necessarily giving out grades, but Cleveland Bullock, Vincent, rookie, and we talked about Emory Jones, he's not close. Which one's most likely to maybe see action against the Bears here coming up next Sunday after the bye?
Bullock, but you know, when you hear Warhop talk, you know, he talks about Bullock as, yeah, when I came in, I saw him, and we got to keep that. You know, he talks him as a great backup center. You know, he doesn't mention anything about guard. But, I mean, he came in one play, came in at the tight end, you know, and he knocked his guy off the ball. But that's the thing is, he's more athletic than either guard. And, you know, he's got that big bottom, which we like. And he can knock people off. I just wish they'd give him a chance. Or, you know what? Give him a couple plays at left and right and let him rotate in there and see if he can steal one of the spots.
And you've been long, long Cleveland.
I don't like
critique here.
Well, Bob, last game, who went in at the tight end that he has been doing for the last year and a half? Bullock.
Yeah.
Not, you know, and then Note Boom on the one. When Note Boom and Cleveland were on that one, Cleveland was on the ground, and Note Boom was back, farther back in the backfield than Derrick Henry.
Hey, this is how detailed Pro Football Focus is. Because TerrapinTimes.com, they do the Terps and the Pros every week. He played the one snap and graded out above average in his play.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Bullock, I'm saying.
Oh, Bullock. Oh, yeah,
Bullock
did
one snap, and he was above average.
He did. It was good. Where in that one game,
they don't bleep her out.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing with Bullock is, like, at this point, what do you have to lose? Right? I mean, we know what we're getting here. We've seen enough over these 6 weeks of our guard play. Even if Bullock ends up getting creamed out there and he's not ready for some reason,
He is ready.
I know, but let's just say hypothetically that he lays an egg, you know, or the moment gets too big, whatever it is. It's not any worse than what you're already getting.
Yeah, how much worse can it possibly get? Like, if he whiffs and Lamar gets hurt, or he has five penalties or something stupid like that, but can it really be, to Nolan's point, any worse than it is right now?
I wish they'd give him a series at left guard, then a series at right guard. You know, just rotate the three in there and see, you know, if all right, maybe the competition brings out the best in both Voorhees and Filele, you know, or maybe all of a sudden we see Bullock is better.
And especially once, all right, if you lose to the Bears, season's done, season's dead, if it isn't already declared dead. Then there's no excuse.
Yeah.
At that point, now you do need to get a look at some of these younger guys just to see what you got.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw as well. If you want to get in, now's your chance. 410-583-1057 News from the Nest. Give out grades for the defense coming up at 1 o'clock during NFL lunch. We got Chris Boombach at 12:30. Talk about tonight's game. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, Tomlin was concerned enough that he criticized the trade a couple of days ago. No Trey Hendrickson, however, for the Bengals. Thursday Night Football, you can hear it on the Fan. We got Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio at 1:30, talk real and fantasy football with him. Hey, this kid Abuka has been great for Tampa. He's not playing, but Mike Evans could be back. What does that mean for Baker?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.